on your radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app. This is ABC Newcastle.
Are you someone who likes to try and find a good bargain online? Maybe you've scrolled through Facebook Marketplace to buy or sell something there. Port Stephens Council wants you to be a little bit careful if you come across some plants that aren't going to come from the seed library. Put it that way. These plants aren't to harvest, aren't to share.
Well, they might look aesthetically pleasing, but they're not great for the environment. Apparently, there's been a bit of an issue with illegal weeds being sold online, and you don't want to get into trouble with this. So let's find out what you need to know. Sam Porter is the Vegetation Management Officer at Port Stephens Council. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Okay, but what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, so we've had many a cases, and it's always been an occurring thing, but it seems to be a spike at the moment with people being stuck at home. The sale of illegal plants and, what essentially are priority weeds.
So, what are these weeds? How do we know when they are these weeds?
There's a lot of them, and they're in different ways and shapes and forms, and they have different impacts. The best way to try and work out what these weeds are, there's a few different options. You can jump online to WeedWise, or you can just contact your local council. So at Port Stephens Council, we have a whole team, and the invasive species team, dedicated to helping the community with these weeds. You can give them a call or give your local council a call, because most of them in the area have an officer dedicated to weeds and can provide some great advice if you find these plants online and you're interested in buying them or selling.
There's been a problem with pampas grass recently, hasn't there, Sam? And this is something that people might fancy as something that's quite decorative in a vase or something, long stems with feathery fronds, white kind of a little bit fashionable, but not good for the environment.
Yeah, that's right. So they're featured very heavily in weddings and on as part of bouquets and the likes, often in backdrops, and you've probably seen them around at some of the weddings that are more common these days. But they used to be very common back in I think it was the 70s when they were cut and put in halls and covered in hairspray. I've spoken to a lot of people that said that their grandmothers used to have them in their hallways. Mm. The problem is the seeds still stay on the seed head and they're spread by wind. So it takes a little breeze blowing through the house, blowing through the wedding, and it can move the seeds into areas that we don't really want these things to be growing. And then when they take over, they manage to displace all the good plants and remove all the natives that we want to see in valuable areas.
So they take over, do they, is the point. While they look pretty, it's just not good for the natives. Okay. Is it then illegal to have them used in wedding bouquets?
There is ones that you can buy. So some of the big flower markets do offer a certificate to say that they've been sterilised. So that's to have the seeds not viable in the seed heads. It's really important that if you're purchasing these, that you need to make sure that you're asking for that. A lot of the local sales, but people who are just trying to make the most of being in lockdown, are just collected from the roadside or from bushland sites where the weeds have started to get out of control. And they're not had the seeds removed or had the seed heads sterilised, so they're still very much viable. These things can spread tens of thousands of seeds from just one seed head, so it makes a massive difference. And when they're spread by the wind, it means that pretty much anywhere the wind blows, these things can manage to get a foothold in, and it's not what we want to see.
And you're noticing that these plants are popping up for sale on the buy, sell, swap sites, your online marketplaces?
That's right, yeah. A lot of people have them around, and because they've seen them around, they think that it's quite easy to be able to just go and grow them. And look, to be honest, they are very easy to grow, because if they weren't, they wouldn't be a weed. And they go and, just put them on, trying to make a buck here and there, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is we just need to make sure that we're making sure that these things aren't spreading and we're not losing control.
Is, oh, I didn't know, I wasn't trying to do the wrong thing, a defence?
So it very much depends on the weed species. There are a few weed species, things like prickly pear, which we often see. Sorry, I didn't know isn't an excuse. Pampas grass, it is. And that's why we're really trying to get the message out to say to people, look, these are an issue and you have got obligations to make sure that you're doing the right thing.
Mm. All right. Well, Sam, we have been warned. Thank you very much for filling us in.
Not a drama.
Thank you. Sam Porter there, Vegetation Management Officer at Port Stephens Council.